Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Kyle McSlarrow. Kyle's the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And joining us in our conversation is Kevin Costell. Well, Kyle, as the Deputy Secretary, you're a member of the President's Management Council. Could you tell us about the PMC, including its roles and what you do on it?
President's Management Council is made up of the government agency's COOs, in this case, the Deputy Secretaries. That's the makeup of the council. The principal focus is on ensuring the implementation of the president's management agenda. And we've been talking about different components of that. But it was thought at the beginning of the Bush administration that in order to actually, you know, every administration comes in and talks about management reforms. And to varying degrees, they succeed or fail. And one of the decisions that was made early on was that if we were going to make a difference in terms of management reforms, this had to be done at a very high level. And so we meet every month. And let me just tell you, for deputy secretaries to meet that often on this subject, that's an extraordinary expenditure of time, because not only do we have several hour meetings once a month, but we also have subcommittees that are devoted to each of the components of the president's management agenda. I sit, as I mentioned before, on the e-government management agenda subcommittee. And we also meet once a month. And then, of course, there's a lot of work that's going on, you know, between those meetings. But we've figured out pretty early on that these are initiatives that, while they have to be implemented agency by agency, to a very large degree, their success really required us to band together. Sometimes they require us to spend more money on certain things, like IT investment. In certain arenas. And so it helps to be able to have OMB, which is really a big part of this process, sitting there and understanding that it's not just the Department of Energy coming hat in hand saying we need more money. There's an entire President's Management Council that's thought through the business case for why we want to do something. It just brings a lot more heft to the process. And I think, frankly, it's really allowed us to share experiences and ideas across departments whenever we have a particular challenge or an issue that we're dealing with, in a way that probably a less formalized process might not have allowed us to do. And so, you know, it's really the engine that's driving the management reforms.
What's the spirit of the group? It doesn't have authority, so it's collaborative?
No, it's very collaborative, very collegial. The person who's really responsible for pulling it together is also a member of the council is the deputy director of OMB for management. I mean, everybody's, you know, knows about the deputy director for the budget side, but OMB actually has another, you know, initial in there, and that's the M in OMB, and it's management. It's something that President Bush views as just as important as the budget side. It used to be Mark Everson, who's the newly confirmed and sworn in commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, and is now Clay Johnson, who was just confirmed by the Senate as the deputy director. And so he sort of, you know, helps shepherd the process along. And in a sense, this is a council that has no direct authority, and yet it's made up of everybody who actually does have the authority in the respective agency. So we can actually accomplish a lot.
Kyle, over the last several months, we've seen the formation of the Department of Homeland Security. I was wondering, in terms of your observations or feelings, do you believe that there are any lessons learned from the way Homeland Security has come together that might change the way Department of Energy is doing its business, or something that you could benefit from?
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier on, because we just celebrated 25 years of the creation of the Department of Energy. And while I haven't been around those 25 years, having come in at the tail end of that 25-year period, there were still issues that were that needed to be resolved. It seems like a very simple thing, but one of the things that Secretary Abraham latched onto very early on in the Bush administration was still this sense of not everybody understanding what our mission was. And his view was it was very simple. Our mission is a national security mission. It takes many forms, but at its core, it's a national security mission. I think the good news for the Department of Homeland Security is they don't have that problem. everybody there from Secretary Ridge on down understands the mission is Homeland Security. So I think that will be enormously helpful to them. And so to some extent, I think they start with a better focused mission than perhaps the Department of Energy did back in 1977. But the other thing that I've learned from DOE's experience is that, you know, cultural change, even in the workplace, is something that you have to recognize and work through. You just don't take people who've worked in a particular agency with a certain way of doing things and a certain history and a, you know, a sense of belonging to a group and throw them together with a bunch of other people and expect everything to work out fine. You're going to have tension. You're going to have misunderstandings. And so, and I believe that they are doing this. I think Secretary Ridge and my counterpart, Gordon England, the deputy secretary, and the other officials that I've talked to understand that. I mean, they understand large organizations and how important it is to sort of instill that sense of mission, because that's the most important thing to actually, I think, build a cohesive workplace. And there are a lot of issues that they shouldn't expect everything to be resolved in the first year. They're just going to have to prioritize. And as I said, you know, 25 years later, there's still issues we're resolving. And hopefully it won't be that long for the new department, but it's probably some things are going to probably take years. But most importantly, the important things I think they will do quickly. And I think you know, we have enormous confidence in their ability to do so.
Let me ask you to put on your visioning hat. Where do you see the department in 10 years? Will it be made up of the same components?
Well, I think it will be. The last major structural change for the Department of Energy was the creation of something called the National Nuclear Security Administration several years ago. And it was really designed to bring all of the nuclear weapons complex and sort of the national security missions under one roof. The idea, I think, was to give a little more purpose and direction at the managerial level to those programs. And I think on the energy side of the house, that is the things that focus on fossil energy or nuclear energy, renewable energy and energy efficiency and those kinds of things, we have tried to move towards something that's a more coherent organization that really focuses on energy. And I don't know that Congress will ever formalize that, but I think we're doing that administratively. And I think when Congress tends to act, they tend to act because they've reacted to some perceived problem. And I think you know, right now, you know, we're sort of you know, tackling the kinds of challenges that that, you know, all departments have, but are obviously some are unique to our agency. And you know, I think Congress is disposed to sort of let us do that job. The one interesting thing is that you know, the budgets, you know, that have been enacted, I think reflect a growing confidence in the kinds of work that the employees of the Department of Energy do and their ability to do those programs well. So, I mean, I don't just measure success by budget dollars. On the other hand, if you're not doing a good job, you kind of know it when it happens. And so I think there's a good relationship with Capitol Hill on that right now.
You've had an interesting career, different kinds of public service. So I'm curious, what advice would you give to a person interested in a career in public service?
My rule of thumb in life when it comes to employment has always been to work for interesting people. I have done that more often than I have saying to myself, gee, I want to be a lawyer, or I want to be a politician, or I want to be an energy department official. I have found invariably that if someone I really liked and respected, who's smart and a good teacher and a good role model, was somebody who was willing to have me on their staff or allow me to work for them, that it always worked out. It just, you know, life is, and employment is just one set of experiences after another. And I think if you're disposed to think about public policy, you can start any place, whether it's go be an intern on Capitol Hill or go start in a government agency. But be prepared, you know, to a bunch of different things. And I think that's the only true way you're really going to ever figure out what exactly you want to do with your life. I'm actually still trying to figure that out, but eventually I will figure it out sometime. But But I guess that would be my one piece of advice, a little bit counterintuitive.
Thank you, Kyle. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. Kevin and I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. And if folks are interested in anything, more information about the Department of Energy, I would invite them to go to our website, which is www.energy.gov.
Thank you, Kyle. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Kyle McSlarrow. Kyle's the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs. You can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.